Welcome to another episode of At the Table with Patrick Lencioni, where everything we talk about is related to organizational health and the world of work. I'm Pat Lencioni, your host. I'm joined by we have kind of a skeleton crew today. It's me and Bo Johnson. How are you doing today, Bo?
Oh, man, I'm fantastic. Great to see you, Pat. Hey, Matt.
We've got Matt on in the studio. Karen and Al Amador, Karen's husband, Al, he's a consultant of ours. They're in studio with us, too. But this is the 30th of December we're recording this. We don't usually say because we want it to be timely, but it's going to run the first week of the new year. But we were here. We weren't supposed to be working today. We realized I'm going to be out all next week. So let's do a podcast. And so I came up with an idea in the shower that I was very excited about. That's where I do most of my thinking. And people don't know what we look like. This is not a video thing, but Bo looks like he's been in the woods for about 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. And Bo's wife told him he should get cleaned up before he came on here. And he's like, no way. So Bo is looking like he's been on vacation for a while, which is awesome. And today, what is our topic, Bo?
I guess sort of the irony based on what you just said is today's topic is start with yourself.
That's right. As you start a new year, there's all this stuff. Start with yourself. Socrates said, know thyself. And so what we're going to talk about, this is going to be very short and very specific about something we want you to do. And that is start the year by doing a quick audit of yourself as you go into the new year. And I was talking to you, Al, who's in studio with me. He was talking about thinking about what he's going to be doing in the new year and the things about him that are true, that are good, that he wants to get better at. And we want to give people a very simple tool for doing that. Now, this is probably, Bo, going to be a book I'm going to write at some point. And I know that you and I would love to come up with a tool for this, right? But I thought, why wait 2 years until that comes out? Let's just introduce the concept now because most of our listeners can go out and do this right away.
Wow. I can't wait to hear about it.
Right. Right. Because we called Bo and said, hey, Bo, let's do a podcast right now. So here's what I want people to do. I wish I had a whiteboard, but that's not what happens in a podcast. And that's write a circle, a small circle in the middle of a piece of paper and put your name in it, right? And then draw a big circle around it as big as the paper is. So it looks like a target, if you will, with a little circle in the middle and a big circle around the outside. And then just draw lines connecting the little circle to the outside of the circle. So you get like a pie with about, it can have four, it can have six different segments. The point is, we're going to fill this in together. Start with your working genius, because that's something we're doing. Like, you know what your working genius is. So I put a little ID up there. And write down in there what is true about you and your working genius. All the good stuff. Put all the good stuff in there.
And Pat, that goes in one of those pie sections?
Yeah.
Cool.
So it's going to say, it's going to be your working genius. These are the gifts God gave you. You're taking them into the new year. And these are all the things that are true about you. So, Bo, you have an IG there. And you would say, what's true about me? You know, I get excited. I come up with ideas. I like to convince people, right?
Yeah, I can be disruptive and energetic and can get defeated easily if there's too much ET work.
Yeah, and put the negative, put the positives, put the negative. We all have them. Fill out that whole thing with a bunch of adjectives, right? You could do that, Al, right? And then in another one, put Myers-Briggs or DISC or whatever other tools you've ever used and come up with other things that are true. Mine would be Myers-Briggs. I'm an ENFP. I like to be around other people and I get energy from that. I exhaust people who don't. I'm an N. I like big pictures. So we're doing an audit of who we are. So we have another tool for that. Okay? Make sense, Bo?
I'm an ENTJ. Yep.
So you're going to put, it's hard for me not to lead things. I like to take charge. I prefer structure over not structure. Put all those things down. Some of it can be annoying sometimes. Most of it's awesome. Get that on the piece of paper, right?
Love it.
Okay. The next one is put wounds, the word wounds, W-O-U-N-D-S. This doesn't have to be perfect. It's like, hey, what things have happened to me in my life that beyond my personality and what I was born with and my preferences, what's true about my life that I probably am recovering from? Maybe you're aware of them, maybe you're not. Many people are, many people have an idea. And just the idea is, like for me, I mean, okay, I had OCD as a kid. I was really anxious. So I worried all the time. That carried over into my adult life too, into my parenting, into everything else. Yeah, anxiety. Yeah, Bo?
Yeah, I might say for mine, I'm prone to feeling like I have to carry it all by myself. And I have a voice in my head that says I have to cowboy up.
Right. And you, and that came from your childhood.
Yeah, it came from my childhood. Exactly. Yep. And it's just that simple, Pat. That's as simple as you're wanting us to say it at this time.
Exactly.
I don't need to label it. Just, oh, this is some of what I walk around with.
And this is a very much an 80-20 approach to beginning the year by knowing yourself. Now, there's certainly levels of depth that you can and should go into to better know yourself. That's always good. But if we wait for the perfect, we'll never get good.
Yeah.
Okay. So in this case, we would say, I have anxiety. Yep. I've never felt like I was enough. We're not going to tear up and roll around on the floor about this. Not that there's not a place for that in life sometimes, but all we're doing is recognizing those things that probably people that know us well already know about ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Al, you and I were having a great conversation today about this. And this, that's kind of what prompted this too, is like, put those things down there. Now, in one of the other segments, write this down. My current life situation. Just, you know, what's going on? I've got people in my family that are going through this, or this is what's happening in my, my wife and I have one child at home and we're contemplating empty nesting. That's nuts. Bo, you're nowhere near that. Yours would be very different. You've moved to a new place and you've got all, whatever is going on in your life, just write it down in that segment.
Yep.
You know, put a bunch of little phrases and dashes and dots and whatever else you need to do to fill in the, what's going on there.
Yeah, it's just clarity. As you're describing this, I'm just even seeing clarity of some of this is what is. It's maybe not what we would want it to be. There's times I don't want to be an IG. There's times I don't love my wounds. There's times our life situation elevates us, and there's times it, it actually can limit us. We're just getting what is real out there.
Right. Exactly. What is true? What is real? Mm-hmm. Start the year from the place of where you are, and then we'll start there. The next one I would say would be, like, what is going on in life right now? Like, what are you feeling like as you begin the year? Are there any stresses or fears or worries that you have? Write them down on the piece of paper. Because even though they're in your brain someplace, put them out there and put out there, yeah, this is what's kind of, this is what's concerning me right now, right? Something coming up in the new year, something about, what, you know, all of us have these things.
Yep.
Then I would probably put one that just says, in terms of my professional life, what's going on there? Like, where am I in my professional life? What's going on in the company that I lead or in the team that I'm on or wherever I am? So far what we have is working genius, Myers-Briggs, wounds, your stresses or concerns, your professional life. Now, I realize that it would be perfect if it were an even number of things, because every time you draw a line, it makes two. So, but right now we're at five of those. Can you think of any other great categories, Bo, that you would want to put down there?
You know, I play this game sometimes when we're introducing ideas of like, I'm guessing what he's going to say. And the one that I had written on the top right was a hope.
That's exactly what I was going to do. Your aspirations and your, like, here's what I'd like. And Al was saying this, like, this is what I'd like to work on or get done. Right? Now, Bo, you know what's interesting? Most people would only write that down.
Right.
Like the new year's beginning, I'm just going to write down my hopes and dreams. It's like, well, let's ground that in what is real and where I am today.
I love it. In particular, I love it coming out of a holiday season because the holidays aren't real, right? We get kind of foggy because we get a little further away from work, a little closer to our family. Maybe start to dream a little bit, which is okay, which is pretty good. But seeing all the rest of this context can be grounding of, maybe realistic isn't quite the right word, but what hopes and wishes we could pursue that we don't give up on January 11.
Exactly. And here's the thing, when, as you write down all these things in the circle and these wedges, look at them and refuse to let yourself feel any amount of, and I'm going to use the word, it sounds like a psychologist or a psychiatrist talking here, but no shame. No shame about any of it. If you look at any of it and go, oh, that's, nope. The good stuff, the challenging stuff, the fears, the strengths, the history, the wounds, the aspirations, mm-hmm. no shame, no embarrassment, no excuses, no self-attack. Just look at all this stuff and say, this is where I am and where I'm coming, beginning to come from.
I love it.
I would say, tear that piece out, put it to the side, and now take a blank piece of paper and now just start writing down what all that says to you. I know people, some people like lines and exact definitions, but just take the time to write out five sentences or a paragraph or a few bullet points. What does all that tell you about where you should start?
I'm curious, Pat, it's fun to do this live. Would it be helpful to give an example of that as I just am sitting here doing that? Or do you want like a blank slate for our listeners?
No, I want examples. Because what I want them to realize, there's apples, oranges, monkeys, and pears. There's no right answer.
Yeah.
So an example doesn't mean do it like this. It means like I'll do some of the, you go for it. Go for it.
Well, so I'm an inventor galvanizer, an ENTJ, which you described as like a want to lead. My wound is driven for movement and achievement. And this is so interesting. So this last week I've been, I should run a marathon next year. I should do that. I would like to do that. I haven't done it. And I've felt a little internal tension about it. And then this is so clarifying because the truth is my life situation is I have an 11, 10, 8-year-old and 6-year-old at home. My wife leads a nonprofit. We travel for work quite a bit. And the much better hope for my life would be to have a rhythm of exercise. But just the simple act of writing all of that down, I was like, oh, okay, I can see some of a little more clarity of what would be a reasonable hope or rhythm for me. And that's maybe a small, simple example, but it's
a great example. You know how many people start the year and go, this is a year I'm going to run a marathon. And one of two things is going to happen in your situation. And they're both probably not good. One is you're going to give up on January 11th. Two, you're not going to give up and you're going to do it. And it's not smart for you. And by looking at all these things, go, hey, is that coming from my wound that I have to prove something? Or is this something that really makes sense in my life right now? And if it did make sense in your life, then you would actually, if you committed to do that, you'd probably follow through because it's the right time. But like you said, you can look at that and give yourself some really good advice. You know, I look at mine and I have this, it's never enough. It's never enough. And I always want to pray more, right? And I have anxiety and sometimes I get into a prayer regimen and then right away it becomes like, oh no, I have to do that. I forgot today and I feel guilty. Ridiculous. Because of anxiety, I'm going to start by just saying there's this amazing prayer that I can pray every morning, which is just basically, Jesus, I surrender myself to you. Take care of everything. And I say it 10 times. It's called the Litany of Surrender or something like that. And it's a great way. I'm going to commit to that and only that.
I love it. Because
that's what I need to do. I have anxiety. I feel like I'm never enough. You know something? It's time for me to begin my day every day, starting January 1st with that.
First of all, I love that prayer and love that your openness to share about that. As you describe this pie chart that we've just drawn, even the visual of it is a reminder that we all have limits. Yeah. Being an inventor galvanizer means I'm limited in the fact that I don't have the other geniuses. Being an ENTJ means I'm limited in how I see the world and what my capacity is. And all of those things are limits. And actually, all art is created within limits, right? Everything that's ever been good and beautiful has been created within a limit. So this is, it may feel limiting to be able to say some of that, but actually, I think people who understand limits experience them as freedom.
Absolutely. I've always been fascinated with like the people I know. I met these nuns that wake up every day at 5 o'clock in the morning. They have a regimented and they go to bed at a certain time at night. And as an ENFP, that would drive me crazy, I would think. And I met a nun who was an ENFP and I said, how in the world do you do that? And she goes, oh, I was worried about it. It's now the most freeing thing I have because now I have limits around which I can use my genius. So anyway, you're right. Limits are good. You know what else I love about this thing? It's like, where in the world have you ever seen a circle with a bunch of words and phrases that pretty much captures the entirety of where you are right now? What usually happens is the words are just swimming around our heads and they're not, we don't get them out there and put them in one two-dimensional space. Karen just wrote me a note. It's like our personal dashboard of where we're beginning from.
Wow. Right?
And again, I'm almost embarrassed to be talking about this on this podcast, Bo, because it sounds so freaking simple. And it's like, well, shouldn't there be some software program where you enter all these things in and it spits out an answer or an app or anything like that? And it's like, no, everything you need can come out as long as you've got the stuff in your head, get a piece of paper, draw the circle and the wedges, and just give yourself the time to populate it. And then after you do that, write that other piece of paper, write down things. I'm not going to run a marathon. I'm not going to feel bad about it. I am going to do this prayer. I'm going to sell this part of my business. I'm going to hire a new head of operations because everything will come out of this. I mean, it will be, like I said, apples, oranges, monkeys, and pears. Mm-hmm. Take those two pieces of paper and go to the people closest to you in your life and show them to them. And they might go, ooh, wow, this one over here, is that really going to work? And you're going to go, oh, wow. Oh, I hadn't thought about that. Hmm. But having that circle with all the stuff on it and the other piece of paper with a few things that that seem to be good commitments that you're going to be make, that to me, I don't think most of us need any more structure than that to make the difference between an intentional, you know, period of time going forward and one that feels like we're waking up every day reacting to whatever is in our inbox.
And so many of the themes of the podcast over the last couple of years is to start. And this is an on-ramp. So writing that down may be the tool that shows you what you need to do a little more reflection on or thinking about. And it may provide clarity immediately of what you can do right now.
Yep.
That's right. Great. Thanks, Pat.
Hey, I think we've done a lot of podcasts that can help people think through this kind of stuff. Matt, you went out and found some of those podcasts that might be helpful to people, right?
Yeah, the two that I think are the most similar to what you guys are talking about today is one, episode 71, What is Your Blind Spot? We talked about that in December of 2020. I'll link that episode in the description of this one. And then the other one that's kind of similar because you were talking about wounds and fears and stuff like that is episode 151, which we did just about 2 months ago in early November. That was Everyone's Got Stuff. And I think out of all of the episodes we've done, this is I think 157, those are the two that are probably the most helpful for kind of
adding. And then there's a whole bunch of Working Genius ones if people want to go through that.
Yeah, of course. We have, I think, I don't remember exactly when those were, but I think it was episode 64.
Right. But I'm thinking about the other, we have the Working Genius podcast where people can go find theirs and listen to that if they want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But really most of it pretty much lives in your mind and giving yourself some time to get it on paper, sit and look at it, maybe pray about it. That can be a great way to start the year.
Hmm.
And that's all we have to say. All righty. Okay. Thanks for listening to us, everybody. I hope this helps you have a very simple, messy, wonderful, intentional beginning to your year. And we'll look forward to the second week of January, getting back on our regular track of At the Table. Matt, thanks for coming in and doing this. Bo, thank your wife for letting you to borrow you for 20 minutes. And we'll talk to everybody soon. Take care. God bless.